I think we want it so bad, and I think everybody's trying to do so much. And, you know, the one thing you can say, I don't think it's a lack of effort around here. I don't think it's a lack of guys not doing enough. I think we got plenty of that. Now it's a matter of guys doing the right stuff. And we just got to get to the guys doing the right stuff and making, you know, whatever, making the right technique block, making the right route, making the right, running path, whatever it might be. It's about us doing the right things.
I think we practice well for the most part all the time, and we just need to put it all together on game day.
With Kevin gone, do you feel more of a sense of responsibility then? Catch a few more balls, do a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, we were both taking a lot of reps. Once you're in the game, when you're in the game plan, you have the same sense of responsibility. So, I'll be ready. Obviously missing Kevin's big, but, you know, me and the other Titans will be ready.
So far, I mean, it's just the little things. Guys not getting on the same page, whether it's the secondary to the linebackers to the defensive line. We just got to communicate better, and I think, each week we just go out there, we got to continue to work hard, try to improve our defense.
So there have been times out there in these first four games when after the play was over, you were like, what was going on back there? Or something happened that just totally surprised you?
No, I mean, like I say, it's all kind of little things. It all depends on what the offense do. You know, it'll change some different things in our defense where adjustments and stuff be different. But, it's going to be a long season. So, you know, we still got a lot to look forward to. We got to take care of business this week when Baltimore coming to town. And, things could change real fast in the NFL.
We got to also understand that they're going to make some plays. Bottom line, they're gonna make some plays. Now it's on us to go back and make a couple more plays too. So when they make a play, hey, it's all right. We'll get out of it. Now we just got to go make a play ourselves. That's the big thing when you play this defense. You can't get sucked into the Ray Lewis show. I think you got to just play your game. If he's the Mike backer, go block him. If he's the Sam, go block him. You know, it's one of those situations where you got to know where they are and you got to go block him.
Guy has been in the league 17 years. I believe I might have been 7 years old when he first came out, but a great athlete, great motivator, just an overall great guy.
How does a guy like that keep doing it?
I don't know. Maybe I should ask him what's his secret, but I think he just stays hungry no matter what.
Does he set the tone for that defense? They always seem to be physical, and it's like his personality or something.
Yeah, he's always upbeat no matter what the situation is. You hear him talking no matter what, so I think it does motivate his guys to keep working.
You know, Ray Lewis is a guy you got to address. Ed Reed's a guy you got to address. I mean, talk about turnovers. You know, this team, this defense has always had a knack for creating turnovers and making you pay when you turn the ball over. So, you know, like I said, we got to eliminate the bad things. We got to fix those, and if we're going to have a chance against this defense. Everybody's doing everything in their power. If it's an offensive lineman working on protection, and like this week you got to be knowledgeable on your assignments, and their blitz packages are pretty exotic, always have been. If you're a running back, Ed Reed's gonna try to get in there, and he's gonna try to strip you. They're gonna try to strip sack Matt. All those things, we focus on week in and week out. We got to do a better job of them, and our coaches are on top of us to do that. So, I think everybody's obviously conscious of it and working to improve it.
Well, I mean, they're a balanced team, so we're going to have our hands full come Sunday. They can run the ball extremely well. They can pass the ball extremely well. So I think as a defense, we just got to try our best to make them one-dimensional. Whether it's passing the ball or running the ball, we got to go out there and stop the run and make them a one-dimensional team, make them pass the ball or defend the pass and make them run the ball. So we can put ourselves in a situation where we know what to expect on every down and play it better.
I think it's so hard to win games on the road in this league that if you give up games at home, it's hard to get to that double-digit win figure that you got to get to make the playoffs usually. So we got to start winning these games at home, not just for us, but for the fans, for the community, for everything. You know, we got to that's important. I think that's important as an organization is to win your home games. That's always been a priority, and I think it'll continue to be a priority.
I know the fans are hungry for the first win. We're even hungrier for our first win. We want to make Arrowhead, a place that, we want it to be hard to win there for the opposing team. So it'll be really, really big for us to do that.
Can you sense their frustration?
What's that, the fans?
Uh-huh.
We can actually hear the frustrations sometimes, but you got to love the fans. They're with you no matter what. So one thing I would say, just, you know what, keep rooting for us and we'll pull it off.